Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife, but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will this woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like the angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. The past couple of weeks, I've had people ask me questions about life after death. What will it be like in the next world? And this questioning should not surprise us, because our scriptures are inviting us to pray and ponder over these final stages of human existence in these last couple of weeks of ordinary time. To think about heaven and hell, purgatory and judgment. I'd like to address three of the questions people have asked me lately. First, will we know our loved ones in heaven? Will we recognize our family and friends? Secondly, is purgatory really a fire that will burn us and scorch us? And third, will there be marriage in heaven? And will I be married to my spouse in heaven? These are not easy or simple questions to answer. And as always, we turn to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church to teach us the answers. Why turn there? Well, because the Holy Spirit teaches us there. The Holy Spirit inspired the human authors of sacred scripture to write the books of the Bible. And the Holy Spirit guides the magisterium, the Pope and the bishops, and the tradition, the saints and the scholars, down through the ages, to speak to us through the Catechism. When we turn to the Bible and the Catechism, we turn to the Holy Spirit. But I also invite you to read a book that's very helpful by Scott Hahn called The Lamb's Supper. The Lamb's Supper, for reliable answers to really tough questions like these. So here's the first question. Will we be able to know and recognize people in heaven, especially our family and friends? We recognize them when we see them. Some Protestant preachers actually teach that we will not recognize our family and friends in heaven, because that might diminish the happiness of heaven and turn our attention away from Jesus. That explanation is understandable, but unnecessary. Why? Well, because when we love perfectly, we can even love the unlovable. Even those who are hard to love, we will love easily in heaven. Scott Hahn observed this in his book, "Loving difficult people will refine us. Perhaps only in heaven will our love be so perfected that we will actually like these people too. Not only love them, but like them." Hahn continued, "St. Augustine spoke of a man who on earth had chronic gas problems. In heaven, his flatulence became perfect music." So you can look forward to that. Secondly, will there be fire in purgatory that will burn and scorch our skin like an overcooked hot dog? The Catechism is clear on this point, teaching, "The tradition of the church, by reference to certain texts of Scripture, speaks of a cleansing fire." But I don't think this means fire in a literal sense, but in a figurative, metaphorical sense. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29 says, "Our God is a consuming fire." But that doesn't mean God is a huge bonfire and we can roast marshmallows on his flames. Rather, God is a fire burning with love. A fire of love. Like the Doors saying, "Come on, baby, light my fire." A fire of love. The fires of purgatory are just the fires of love that purify. And thirdly, will there be marriage in heaven? This was precisely the predicament the Sadducees raise with Jesus in the gospel today. A woman marries seven brothers, and after all die, whose wife will she be in heaven? She married them all. Jesus replies, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age neither marry nor are given in marriage." So Jesus clearly says there will be no marriage in heaven, right? Not so fast. Virtually the last lines of the Bible speak about the marriage of the Lamb. That is the marriage of Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17 reads, "The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come, Lord Jesus.'" If there is a bride, there must be a bridegroom. And if there is both a bride and a bridegroom, there must be marriage. In other words, we won't be married to each other in heaven. We'll be married to Jesus. With all due respect to Randy Travis, who sang, "I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever, amen." That's not exactly true. In heaven, we will love Jesus first and foremost. And we will love each other, even our spouses, second. We will even love each other's flatulence. Praised be Jesus Christ.